Father God, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come before you, first of all, repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking, hallelujah, come by here, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us today, Father. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over this service, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over these airways, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's on this service, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just come once again asking you to search my heart. Try the means of my mind and see if there's any wickedness in me or any hidden iniquity. I'm asking the Lord you would create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit, that you would take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord God, by shikariato shikti harada konzara bokunyaniyana. Rishariato kuradaria city. Lord God, heal your people today. Lord God, heal your people's souls, oh God. Heal your people's spirits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal people's bodies, Lord God. And I hear you, Holy Spirit. Heal people's finances even now in the name of Jesus. You know what we have need of even before we ask, Lord. And God, Father, I asked you, Lord, that those that are on this line today, Lord God, those that's coming in, Lord God, and those that are already online, Lord God, I'm asking you to meet them today, Lord God. Meet them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Ha baba kaske andala di andosho. Lord, I praise you right now in the name of Jesus. Give your people eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church, Lord God. Father God, remove every hindrance out of this service, Lord God. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would not let me speak what I want to speak on today, Lord, but let me speak only what the Spirit of the living God give me utterance to speak, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, as the words go out over the airways, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people receive from you what they need from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord. I surrender, Lord God. I surrender my will in exchange for yours, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I don't want my own way and I don't want my own will, Lord, but I want your will to be done, Lord God. Now, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We just bless your name, for thy name is above every name. And you said that the name, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee shall, every head knee at the name, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord God. I thank you right now, God. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to prepare us for your coming, Lord. Prepare your people to be ready for you coming back, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. God had been dealing with me about some stuff. He had been showing me some stuff this past week. And those things he was showing me, I thought that's what he wanted me to speak about this morning, but that's not what he wanted me to speak about. I don't know if it's going to come up in the sermon because it will kind of relate to what he gave me to go ahead and speak about. There's so much going on in the earth, and a lot of people are asleep in the church to what's taking place. And one of the things that the enemy causes us to do to sleep is to get caught up in our flesh, to get caught up in the things of this world. And when you get caught up in the things of this world, you miss God, because our focus is supposed to be on him. I want to go to 1 Thessalonians on today, because I want to be obedient to God and just go straight there. I'm going to read the whole chapter, but then I'm going to get into what I want to focus on. And I think I'm going to turn around and read the whole chapter also in the parallel, because it's some things that I saw in that chapter that I really feel like need to be read in another translation. Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless you. We just bless you. In 1 Thessalonians, I'm going to look at chapter 5. It says, but of the times in the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. But when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Give me 1 second. My screen got something popping up on it. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of this day. In the children of the day. I'm sorry. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God have not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Now I'm going to read it in the basic English translation. But about the times and their order, my brothers, there is no need for me to say anything to you. But you yourselves have the knowledge that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and no danger, then sudden destruction will come on them. As birth pains on a woman with child, they will not be able to get away from it. But you, my brothers, are not in the dark. Hold on, y'all. But you, my brothers, are not in the dark for that day to overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and of the day. We are not of the night or of the dark. So then let us not take our rest as the others do, but let us be self-controlled and awake. For those who are sleeping do so in the night, and those who are the worst for drink are so in the night. But let us who are of the day be serious, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and on our heads the hope of salvation. For God's purpose for us is not wrath, but salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who was put to death for us so that awake or sleeping, we may have a part in his life. So then go on comforting and building up one another as you have been doing. But we make this request to you, my brothers. Give attention to those who are working among you, who are over in the Lord to keep order among you, and have a high opinion and have a high opinion of them in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And I desire is that you will keep control over those whose lives are not well ordered, giving comfort to the feeble-hearted, supporting those with little strength, and putting up with much from all. Let no one give evil for evil, but ever go after what is good for one another and for all. Have joy at all times. Keep on with your prayers. And in everything, give praise, for this is the purpose of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not put out the light of the Spirit. Do not make little of the words of the prophets. Let all things be tested. Keep to what is good. Keep from every form of evil. And may the God of peace himself make you holy in every way. And may your spirit and soul and body be free from all sin at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, by whom you have been marked out in his purpose and unchanging, and will make it complete. Brothers, keep us in mind in your prayers. Give all the brothers a holy kiss. I give orders in the name of the Lord that all the brothers are to be present at the reading of this letter. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Okay, so when the Lord was speaking with me, he had me to focus on pray without ceasing. And one of the reasons why he had me to focus on pray without ceasing is because of all the different things that's going on. It is really time for people to begin to pray.
Yeah.
Like when I was reading this chapter, there's a lot of things in this chapter that so many people in the church miss. You know, like how he said, you know, in verse 15, he says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. If you are a child of God, you're not supposed to render evil to evil. And then, you know, as you go on and look at this thing, if you look at verse 23, he said, in the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be reserved blameless until the coming of our Lord and Jesus Christ. You are to blame when you want to render evil towards someone. Even if you feel like they've done something to you, you want to see them suffering any kind of way or do anything. I was doing something earlier this week, and God began to deal with me about the mindsets of people and how the enemy, how he breathes little things into, he speaks little things into people, and they are susceptible of it because they really don't know the word of God. And that's why he said that his people perish for lack of knowledge. Because if you don't have an intimacy, that's why he had me talking about the other week about having an intimacy with him. God's character is a certain way. And it's real quickly to identify what's not of his character. I remember I was friends with this apostle. And I remember there was different things they used to pray that just disturbed my spirit. I just couldn't get with it. And God himself began to speak to me about it. He started telling me it was witchcraft. And I started addressing him on it based upon what the scriptures say and everything. Because the Bible is very clear. Like he said, you don't render evil render evil to somebody because they've done evil. Well, the scripture also tells us that we're supposed to love our enemies and that we're supposed to pray for them that despise what he uses. Now, there was another verse in this chapter. Give me 1 second because I got to let somebody else in, and my computer's doing something weird. Okay, hold on. Okay. This is why I be waiting later to come on, because I be trying to keep from having to let people in and breaking into them when I'm speaking the word. If you look at verse 12, He says, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Hold on. Is that the one I'm looking for? No. Let me see what it says in the base. But we make this request to you, my brothers. Give attention to those who are working among you who are over you in the Lord. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. But that's still a good one. This is the verse before. It is one of the verses. If you notice in this chapter, it kind of talk about the armor of God, but it's in a different version where they talk about the armor of God. If you look at it, he said, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Notice he says love. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that that lets us know that everything is contained in the love of God. All the laws fulfilled in the love of God. And so, you know, one of the things about it is there's not love when there's any strife, any envy, any vainglory, any jealousy, any covetousness, you know, and all this kind, all that evil. It has nothing to do with the love of God. You know, I always sit back and I pray for people because I want to see people go. I want to see my calling is to see people go to heaven. It's nothing else but that. It's to pray for folks' souls to go to heaven, because one of the things about the scripture says that the righteous should scarcely make it in, and people don't realize because they don't read their word. To know that there's a lot of things that they do in their life that will keep them from going to heaven, that they're going to go to hell behind. And it's amazing to me because no matter how much, the more I study the word of God, the more I go into prayer, not only for myself, but for others. Because, you know, I see these different things, and I see the things or the tricks and the tricks of the enemy. One of the biggest lies that's been told in the church is that once saved, always saved, and that's not true. And so that's why the Bible tells us, and he tells us, he said, you know, pray without ceasing. Why we need to pray without ceasing? Because if we're constantly in prayer, then it will counteract the spirit of tempt, you know, for us to be tempted by our own lust, tempted by, you know, anything else that we see around us. And see, particularly people who are nosy, have a nosy spirit, that temptation to be in other people's business, be a busybody, causes other sins to open doors to them. And that's the reason why, you know, if you are somebody that you know, if you got somebody that you know is nosy, then you know that there's things that they don't need to know about you. Because it triggers stuff. You know, let me go on to get into, because it's one of the verses I'm looking for some reason I'm overlooking it. Oh, there it is. Verse 9, it says, for God had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you look at that in the basic English, for God's purpose for us is not wrath, but salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He does not want us to go to hell. That's what he means about that wrath. But he wants us to be saved. And so, the scripture, verse 11 tells us, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Now, when he say that edify is not what you think it is. And so if you look at it in the base of English, it tells you, so then go on comforting and building up one another as you have been doing. That goes along with the scripture about he talking about esteeming another higher than yourself. So yeah. If you're a person that esteems someone higher than yourself, and if you're doing that through the Spirit of God and the knowledge of the love of God and the knowledge of God, and you esteem people higher than yourself, then you understand that you're not high, that you're not above. And so that in itself cancels out the spirit of jealousy. It cancels out covetousness, because you esteem another high. You want to see another, you know, built up. And so, you know, the enemy, he does this thing, because this is the thought process of the world. In the world have a competition spirit where, you know, people want to be greater than the next person. I do the next person this. I do this. That is not of God, and it has no place in God. As a matter of fact, that very thing, that very thought process will send you to hell. And so, you know, when you're looking at these things, these are things that you got to see when God is saying, okay, pray without ceasing. So then let's look at some of the verses of why he's saying it's important to pray, because prayer cancels out a lot of things in our life. It causes things to be broken off of us, and it causes us to come into the realm where God wants us to be in order for us to hear him. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, it says, "Into self, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." So when Enos came into the world, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Why is this important? Because he's talking about, you know, when men really begin to start seeking the face of God. Psalm 65 verse 2 says, "Oh, that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come." Why? We are all supposed to be praying to the Lord. And Isaiah chapter 56 verse 7 says, "Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people." Now check this out. The scripture says that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So if our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost, then our bodies itself is the house of God. It's the house of God. So if it's the house of God, like I said, my house is supposed to be known as a house of prayer. People think it's a building. It's not no darn building. That's how you know when you're religious versus being spiritual. And so he talks about how we are supposed to be a house of prayer. Prayer should be always upon our lips. If nothing else, pray for yourself first that you get deliverance. And that is an everyday prayer, because I'm telling you, like I know, you got way more stuff in you than what you think you know. And so, trust me, the more I get to know God, the closer I get to God, the more he reveals about myself. Okay, so, in Romans 8, chapter 26, in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, it says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, but we know not." Well, hold on. This is something I want to pull up right quick. Hold on, because I want to show you all something. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna pull this up on the computer. Okay, let's look at, look at verse 26 and 27. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the first one among many brethren." Now I want to go back. I'm gonna look at this in the basic English. It says, "In the same way, the Spirit is a help to our feeble hearts, for we are not able to make prayer to God in the right way." I want you to catch that real quickly. "But the Spirit puts our desires into words which are not in our power to say. And he who is the searcher of hearts has knowledge of the mind of the Spirit, because he is making prayers for the saints in agreement with the mind of God. In other words, when you allow the Spirit of God to pray through you, and that's not necessarily tongues. You know, it can be tongues, but the Spirit of God, if you yield and let him take up prayer. When I go into prayer, I don't want to pray just what I think is supposed to be prayed. I always ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me, because he knows what I'm praying about, and he knows who I'm praying about. And so he knows what needs to be said. I don't. And so, you know, I always ask him to lead and guide me. In verse 27 says, "And he who is the searcher of hearts has knowledge of the mind of the Spirit, because he is making prayers for the saints in agreement with the mind of God. And we are conscious that all things are working together for good to those who have love for God and have been marked out by his purpose. Because those of whom he had knowledge before they came into existence were marked out by him to be made like his son, so that he might be the first among a band of brothers." Let me tell you something. That scripture right there alone. And, you know, when I'm talking to people, I always can tell when who's really studied their word versus who hasn't. Because that very verse right there lets you know that everybody wasn't created to be saved. If you really, because that's the whole point of predestination. That's the reason why I'm very serious about the work God has called me to do. I've always asked the Lord, I'm like, first of all, I do not want to pastor anybody that I'm not supposed to be pastoring. I said, because God, you already preordained who I'm supposed to pastor. I'm even one of the people, I don't want to pray for anybody he ain't called me to pray for. I said, because if he had not anointed me specifically to pray for that person, then my prayers means absolutely nothing. I always asked him to show me what it is he want me to pray and how he want to pray, who he want me to deal with and who he don't want me to deal with. Because that's very important. Because you can sit around and waste your time. And you can waste your time on a person or a thing or a situation that God never called you to. And so, you know, you have to be able to know what to do. You know, and this is a word, so you need to know when to hold them or when to fold. You need to know what to mess with and know what not to mess with. Because there's things that the enemy does to rob us of our time to keep us from doing what God wants us to do. And I'm going to tell you something. The older, you know, I'm getting older. My time is not going to be robbed no more. I made it up in my mind. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, look here. I'm like, time is valuable. And you heard the world say time is money. And that is a true statement. Time is money. Time is also strength being spent. And so, you know, I'm like, Lord, you know, you when you in that thing, you got to know what, because this is not the hour for nonsense. This is not the hour to keep messing with something that don't need to be messed with. You need to learn how to put things in God's hands and to move on. Keep walking in faith. Keep going in expectation that he's going to do what you've already put in his hands to do. Yeah. And so,
hallelujah.
You know, when you look at verse 31, it says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Simple as that. You know, when you are walking with God and you're doing, you know, and you've been pointed out by God, God is like, man, it doesn't matter what they do and what they say. He like, I got you. Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, you need to trust in the name of the Lord. Okay, let's go on. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, it says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Why is this important? God is looking. You should have prayers up before him. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm a person that truly believe in praying a lot for your soul's salvation, your deliverance. But if you're a person, the majority of your prayers is about you obtaining things, positions, stuff where you feel like it's higher. Those things, God do not, he's not interested in that stuff. God is interested in his kingdom. He's interested in souls coming to him. He's interested because, see, the thing about it is Jesus is on his way back, whether you believe it or not.
Hallelujah.
You know, and let me tell you something. Jesus is on his way back. Whether he's coming back in the rapture, or he coming back just for your very soul. He's still on his way back. And so the thing is, you got to understand God has a certain thing that's on his, God, the most important thing that's on Jesus' heart is those who he's marked out that he's called to be saved, that he wants to bring out of the world. Because there's people that's sitting in the world right now that was never intended to be of the world. It's supposed to be in Christ. And so he got those people marked out, and he's looking for laborers to go into the vineyard to bring those in. See, you know, when you get mindful about what God is mindful about, then God can get mindful about other things in your life. God, like, you got to understand something. When the scripture say he blessed a liberal giver, when he talking about a liberal giver, yeah, he talking about finances, number one, but it's not just finances. It's giving up your time to the kingdom of God. And then God's like, you know, I'm going to bless a liberal giver. God's like, it's no way in the world that you can put in work for me and think I am not going to come and see about what's concerning you. How can you walk with a savior and be concerned about somebody else's soul and somebody else's well-being, and he say, I'm not concerned about yours? What kind of God do you think he is? Well, we need to pray without ceasing. We need to pray without ceasing because we need to pray until God's kingdom come, till his will be done in our lives. Because the truth of the matter is, majority of the people on this call, God's will is not done in your life because you're not seeking the kingdom. He said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness.
That's what he said.
And all these other things will be added. You can't even get to what's added because you are not seeking the kingdom. You got to seek the kingdom till it hurt, baby. Jesus told them, he said, you have not resisted unto tears. Jesus resisted so until his sweat was like blood, they said. Matter of fact, he resisted so until his blood was shed, until his life was taken away from him, because he resisted so to that point. So then the Lord is saying, he's like, what are you saying today? He like, seek the kingdom. Pray without ceasing. Okay, so then, in Revelation 8, chapter 3 says, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11, it says, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Yeah, that's very powerful. Because the problem is, we don't see this. We don't see this, because anytime you can get a point of where a person get off of what they're seeking in God and willing to surrender their will, and that's the other problem. That's why people prayers don't get out, because the Bible said we pray amiss. And the other thing is because we want our own way, we want our own will, and God is like, no, it's my will. And when you can get to one, that's what Jesus gave us the greatest demonstration of that. When he was there crying out in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, nevertheless, he asked the Lord, he said, if it's your will, take this bitter cup from me. He like, you know, Lord, take this bitter, Father, take this bitter cup from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah! Because God got a will. And God's will is not your will. You got to get to the point where you have to ask God, God, work in the midst of my will, Lord God. Work in me both the will and to do of your good pleasure. All these things I'm saying is scripture. God, work in me, Lord God, so that I can see you the way you want me to see you. That I can hear you the way you want me to hear you. That I can understand, because you said it all my getting to get understanding. God, I don't understand a lot of things, but I know that if I continue to seek your face. One thing about it, you can't seek the face of God and not get an answer. He's not that kind of God. So then when you look at, you know, what First Chronicles, oh Lord Jesus, chapter 16 is saying here, it's very important that we understand what the Spirit of God is saying to us through this verse. So let's go back over again. He said, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. He said, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. In the basic English, he said, let your search be for the Lord. and for his strength. Let your heart ever be turned to him. Keep in mind the great works which he has done, his wonders, and the decisions of his mouth. So he said, let your search be for the Lord. Everybody search for everything else. Let your search be for the Lord and for his strength. You need strength to walk in this life. It's a lot of filth on this earth right now. There's a lot of demonic activity. I understand the scripture says there's nothing new under the sun, but honey, there's nothing new under the sun, but we got internet, we got social media, we got everything going, and the filth is ever displayed. And it's not of God. No matter how many times, I don't care how many laws people try to pass, I don't care what kind of stuff they do, it still is not in agreement with God's word or his will. Even Jesus came back, because y'all got to understand something. The children of Israel had begun to take on other things and other practices, right? They even got to the point where they had multiple marriages. You know, where they was being married, or a man was being married to several women. Jesus came right back and told them, hey, this is not the way God intended it. He intended it one man for one woman. That was his plan when he created Eve for Adam. Jesus came right back to them and said in the New Testament, this is what my father intended. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. But if it ain't what God intended, it's not what God intended. And we got to answer for those things. Why do we need to pray? Because we got to resist temptation. We got to resist the spirit of lust. We got to resist the spirit of seduction. There's a strong spirit of seduction in the land. There's a spirit of sensuality that's running loose in the land. There's erroneous doctrine in the land.
Yeah.
The Bible says doctrines are demons and devils. Why we need to pray? Because when we pray, that prayer, as it continues to build, causes a wall of resistance. Jesus. And the Lord said to resist the devil, come on, and he shall flee from you. And the only way for you to resist him is through the power of prayer. You don't believe what I said? Then Jesus is our model. Jesus was in the desert, okay? And Satan was tempting him. But Jesus had a wall of prayer all around him, because all he had been doing was fasting and praying.
Hallelujah.
So he had a strong resistance to the enemy. And he told him, he said that when the devil wanted him to worship, he said it's written that you should worship God alone. He began to talk about worshiping God alone. And then another thing, he put Satan in his place. See, you can't put him in his place if there's not a wall of resistance there. He resisted Satan, so Satan tried him 3 different times. He resisted him, so he had to flee. And angels began to come to minister to him. God said, I want my angels to minister to you today. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If you are seeking the face of God, these very things are going to take place in your life. That's scripture. That's a promise. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41 says, watch and pray. Why is it important for us to watch and pray? Let me finish saying that. It says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Do y'all understand that? That's the reason why you're supposed to watch and pray. What are you watching for? You watching in the spirit, not watching TV, not watching somebody else's business, but you watching in the spirit. There's a lot of things God will reveal to you. Man, there's a lot of things God be telling me way before it ever come to me. And when it come to me, I'll be like, man, Lord, you told me that. And it's all because when you stay in the spirit and praying, God will not leave you ignorant.
Matthew 26.
Give me 1 second. My computer doing something.
And it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings.
I know the enemy got issues right now, but we're gonna keep going. Let's look at it again. Okay, Matthew chapter 26, verse 41 says once again, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. What is that in the basic English? Keep watch with prayer. Uh-oh, you hear that? So the way that you keep watch is with prayer. See, you can't just watch, you can't watch over something with your physical eye, because the Bible says that you can't do it. He tells us to give it to him, because he neither slumbers nor sleep. Okay, he didn't keep Israel neither slumber nor sleep, because hold on. So he said, keep watch with prayer, so that you may not be put to the test. Uh-oh. So if you keep watching to prayer, when the enemy can't even put you to test. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is feeble. In other words, why I don't put no stock in flesh. There's no good thing that dwells in flesh. Your flesh cannot stand against the evil. Okay, in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, he said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I want to do that in the basic English. Hold on, give me one second. Let me go there. Because I it's some things that I believe that God wants us to really like look at. Okay, what verse was I in? I was in verse 1. It said, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And the basic English, he said, and he made a story for them. The point of which was that men were to go on making prayer and not get tired. So if you go on making prayer, you ain't going to get tired. Because prayer in itself will revitalize you, because the Spirit of God always renews. In John chapter 16, verse 24, it says, here too, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Wait a minute, hold on, because you know. This is for the selfish sin hearted, for people to understand that this is the character and the nature of the Spirit of the living God, and anything outside of that character or that nature is not of him, all right? Let's look at that. Let's really look at that. Because a lot of people don't get what they need to get from God, don't get a fulfillment of God, because their mentality is wrong. Your thought processes is wrong. You can't think one way for somebody else and expect for good to happen to you. It ain't gonna happen. You can forget. Ephesians, once again, like I said, chapter 6, verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. In the basic English, it says, with prayers and deep desires, making requests at all times in the Spirit. Don't that sound like praying without ceasing? In all times, you know, is without ceasing, right? With prayers and deep desires, making requests at all times in the Spirit, and keeping watch. Remember a while ago that scripture said you watch in prayer. That's how you watch. With strong purpose in prayer for all the saints. Did you get that? Let me do it one more time. It says, with prayers and deep desires, making requests at all times in the Spirit, and keeping watch with strong purpose in prayer for all the saints. If you're not doing that, then you're not in line with God. Okay, let's look at it from another standpoint. Let's look at, did we already do that verse? I think we did. Let me make sure. We started out. Yeah, let's go to James. Let's look at chapter 5, verse 13. It says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. So you got to understand something. God is saying that we got to pray. You know, our beginning verse was praying without ceasing. We got to pray until his kingdom come. We got to pray until his will be done. Because his kingdom needs to come. The most important thing is God wants his kingdom to come. Yeah. You know, because his kingdom is within you. And when you open up your mouth and you resent the, you begin to speak out the kingdom, then the kingdom come forth in other people's lives.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that's lost. Man, it's a lot of people lost right up in the church. People are lost. They need help. And I'm going to tell you something that I've learned a long time ago is that you can tell people something, but it's one thing to shut up and pray and let God reveal it to them. Because I'm going to tell you something, God can make a believer out of anybody. Let me tell you something. I know my God is real. And when you trust in the Lord and you stand upon his word, God said, look here, I need my people to stand and pray. If the people will pray, things will begin to turn around. Y'all folks is losing their minds right now. I mean losing it. Have gone slap crazy. And so God is saying, it's time to pray, church.
Yeah.
If there was ever a time for you to pray without ceasing, it's definitely now. Pray until we see a turnaround.
Yeah.
Not only in everybody else's life, but in yours too.
Yes, Lord.
And so this is what God has given me on today. And I pray that you receive the word of God and that you apply it to your heart. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that first of all, you forgive me, created me a clean heart, and renewing me a right spirit. That you will take me out of flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Father, give your people a praying spirit, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Let your people begin to pray until your kingdom come, until your will be done in their lives, Lord God. Father God, cause your people to seek your face like they've never sought your face before, Lord God. Father God, let them seek you, Lord God, and seek your strength, Lord. For you said in your word that the joy of the Lord is their strength. And so, Father, I pray for the joy of the Lord in your people's life, Lord God. I'm asking you to remove all misery and all strife and all vainglory, God. Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus and begin to manifest yourself in your people's lives like you never have before, Lord God. Lord, we're just looking for testimonies, oh God, to come in about what you do in their lives, oh God. Father, we're just waiting to see the move of your spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That they will not be shaken in their faith, oh God, but they will stand firm, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm going to give Prophets Junior an opportunity to come now. If God said anything to her while I was preaching the preach word, or if she don't have anything to give us, then she'll give us announcements. And when she get through with the announcements, I'm going to come back and pray for the tithes and the offerings.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. As you know, you pay your tithes and your offerings. Go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. Visitors on the line to give an offering, you would go to that same website. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button, as you would do if we were in the building and we passed around the offering tray. Also, if you don't have a church home and you'd like to pay your tithes into this ministry, again, that's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. If you'd like to give Pastor a love offering on today, you can text her at 214-507-3626, and she'll give you the information. Again, that's 214-507-3626. Members, today is Seed Sunday, so go ahead and do that now. Members, go ahead and do your tithes and your offerings. Pastor's getting ready to pray over the tithes and the offerings. Visitors, go ahead and do that now. She's getting ready to pray. Thank you.
Okay, so let us go into prayer. Father, we just come before you once again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, create me a clean heart, and renew me a right spirit. Lord, I pray for the people of God that's on this call today. Lord, those that have paid their tithes and their offerings, Lord God. Father, according to your word, you said that you were rebuked. You told us if we brought our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, that there would be meat in your house. You told us to prove you. Now, here we said the Lord of hosts, if you would not open the windows of heaven. and part of blessing we will not have room to receive. So, Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you would just rebuke the devourer for your people's sake, Lord, and that you'll begin to open the windows of heaven and part of blessing that they will not have room to receive, Lord God. Father, it'd be good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, that men would give back into their bosom, Lord God. And then, Lord, I pray for those who have seeded into my life, Lord. For you said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we receive a prophet's reward. Father, I speak a prophet's word over their life. I speak an unexpected financial blessing, oh God. I say for hallelujah. I speak for opportunities, hallelujah, to begin to come into their life. God, I speak crazy favor over their life, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for those, oh God, who have pleaded my righteous cause in the movement of the church, Lord God, and with the right heart, God, the blessings will fall upon them, Lord God. The Father God, that they will have a laughable blessing just begin to fall upon them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm just praying. Father, I pray for debt relief for those, oh God, that fall in that category, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to move everything, every hindrance out of their way, Lord God. And Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for the angel of the Lord going before them and preparing the way, God. Father, I pray that you prepare the way, make every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth, Lord God. Father God, for those who have given into my life, I see, Lord God, situations in their life that seem like they have not been able to get resolve, Lord God. I pray that, Father, you will begin to open a door for them that no man can shut, and shut the doors that no man can open, God. Where there was a no, let there be a yes, oh God. Let the favor of God be upon them, great favor, crazy favor that don't make no sense. Let the favor of God be smeared all over them because they give into my life, oh God. Father, the same favor that you've given to me, give it to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those who wanted to, who see my righteous cause, oh God, to do the gospel and do what you tell me to do, God, that has been praying, Lord God, for me to go forth in the kingdom, oh God, and want me to be successful in the things you want me to do, and then your will be done in my life, God. Let it be done in their life, and let there be an outlandish blessing, God. Those who have spoken blessings over my life, God, those who have prayed for your will to be done in my life, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will have a great testimony, God, that Father God, many things will begin to fall out of this prayer, God, that they will be able to just take in or call in prayer, you know, by testimonies, what happened, God, because of what they've done, Lord God. Let them know that their labor of love have not gone without being sought, Lord God, because they prayed for me, God. I pray that you'll move on their behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father, I praise you right now, God. Father, some of them need a healing in their body, God. Some of them need a healing in their finances, God. Some of them need healing in relationships, oh God. God, whatever it is, let it be so in their life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just speak blessings over them right now. I speak blessings over them because they've spoken blessings over me, God. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for manifesting, oh God, even so this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you have need of a prayer, you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. Again, it's 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. I'm looking for testimonies to come forth out of the prayers we're praying, from your prayer requests, as well as the things we've been praying in service. You know, drop me a note to let me know what God has done in your life. God bless you, and God keep you, is my prayer, and I'm getting ready to end the call.
Hallelujah, God.